Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
It's become an epidemic, Tommy.
What happened?
A tipping epidemic.
What?
Well, there was a time. Thank you, where you gave a little extra because of the service somebody gave. But folks today are saying it ain't that anymore. You're obligated.
Mm-hmm.
And they spring it on you. Times you're not expecting. And because of that, we're spending this much more money a year on tips we don't even want to give.
Wow.
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF. New research claims the average American spends almost $500 a year on tips extra than what they want to tip.
This is extra tipping.
You got it.
So tip on top of the tip.
You got it. You're not spending $500 a year on tipping. You're spending $500 a year on tips you don't want to
overspending give. Overspending
on tips. So it'd be in like the non-traditional tipping.
You got it, yes. So that would be like you go to a store and they have the iPad. Whenever you see an iPad at a store where you're going to pay, they're going to ask you to tip.
Yeah, yes. It'll be on there.
Part of society. Mm-hmm. So they break it down and say that on average, you are tipping an extra $1.26 per day. Than you were before this. That breaks down to $37.80 a month, which, over 12 months, adds up to $454 a year in just extra tips you don't want to give.
Hmm.
And those people who always argue, you know, it's just an extra dollar here or there. Mm-hmm. Well, when it's an extra dollar a day, we're talking $500.
Hey, better in my pocket than theirs.
Yeah. So there are two ways you can approach this. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. You can tip and bitch and moan like these people are doing. Or, I mean, if it bothers you that much, you can just not tip.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You could.
You just not
be
tip.
A stiff.
Yeah, that's also
total stiff.
An option.
Because, like, let's talk about, you have to tip at a restaurant when you sit down.
Mm-hmm.
No doubt about it. I don't care how bad the service is. You got to leave something behind. You got to tip at a bar.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You sit down, have a drink, you're going to tip that bartender. Are you judging someone at somewhere like a counter service place? You go down a line and they make your food, and at the end they want you to tip.
Okay.
If they don't tip there, are you judging there?
Yeah, I mean, why wouldn't you tip? I mean, somebody still had to put that food in your plate.
Traditionally, that was not a place where you were expected to
tip. It's a new place where it's kind of popped up.
I do tip there.
Oh, so you tipped before it was traditional then?
No.
Oh, so you're doing it out of guilt.
Tip shame.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. I'm a shame tipper.
All right, so then,
whenever I'm asked, I'm going to tip. I'm never turning the iPad around at 0%.
Okay. But, like, you can't sit here, Tommy, and tell me you're going to judge somebody when the only reason you're tipping is because they're asking for the tip now.
Well, now that that tip is on the radar, you should think about it.
Okay.
Because those people are not millionaires putting the salad in your plate.
I agree with you. All right, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
All right, so same situation. Mm-hmm. Counter service. You're moving down the line, They turn the iPad around, and everybody, there's something happens in the kitchen. There's a big crash. Everybody runs to the back. Nobody's looking at you. I see the look on your face already. You still tipping?
Yeah, I think so. Yes, I would tip.
You lie. I saw that look on your face right away. If nobody's looking, are you still tipping in that situation?
And it's like
it's a counter service, like we just talked about. Yeah.
Yeah.
And no. All right. So then, how do you judge?
Well, because nobody saw me tip. I also want credit for the tip.
Well, they like, don't always know how much you tip.
No, but like, let's say, you know, like when you just put it in a jar.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I make sure they've turned around so they see the money going into the jar so they know I tip, I didn't stiff.
But I don't know why you want that credit, because there's a chance you never see that person ever again.
I know, but I still want it.
Okay.
You know what else I do that too? Weddings, when it's like, you know,
the open bar.
Like, I will take out my money and like lift it as high as I can and put it into the. I'm putting this in now. So don't think that I didn't tip you later. It's all going in at once.
So it's like McDermott when he's throwing the penalty, the challenge flag.
Like, I don't want them to think I didn't tip at all.
Yeah.
I'm even less classy than that at an open bar at a wedding. I'll take like a 10 or a 20.
Snap it.
Pop, pop. Hey, you see? And I put it in there just so he knows I'm not stiffing him.
But right. Yeah, because like, if they turn around to make my drink, I'll wait until they turn back around to put the tip in.
Because you're going to get better service. Because you're going to go back up and get another drink.
I don't know if it's better service. I just don't want to look like a dick.
Yeah, I'm with her on that one. I don't care about that. You're right about the service, but I don't care about the service. Yeah. I just want them to know I'm coming up here getting drinks later, right. And I'm tipping you this one time.
Yeah, it's an upfronter.
Yes, don't think I'm a stiff. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Americans, this study claims Americans spend nearly $500 a year tipping more than they like to. Not tipping in general, tipping more than you like. There's no way that number's correct. There's absolutely
no way. Of
course,
because people like to think that they're big time. Like you, they're throwing it around.
The amount of times that you would have to encounter that on a daily or weekly basis, I don't know how it would add up to that, well, where it's extra.
Because you ain't tipping at Burger King. You're not tipping at McDonald's.
Well, I guess the only way that could happen is if you're tipping, if you get like coffee on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm. But you're a regular at McDonald's.
Okay, at daily.
Well,
yeah.
No, but you're not, they don't have a space for tip at McDonald's.
They don't have like on a thing?
I don't think so. I've never seen one. But they do at Starbucks, right?
Yeah.
Do they?
Yes. Yeah, they do.
Because they always had the cup, like, thanks a latte. I say this watching other people order Starbucks. I've never had Starbucks.
So the thing that always blows me away about Starbucks is that they have a tip jar on the drive-thru outside just sitting there.
Yeah.
Like somebody has just driven by and snatched that thing and left.
Yeah, that's a good point.
It's just hanging there, man.
I mean, there are even, like, donut shops that'll ask for tips.
Oh, that's too much.
Right? Like you went, let me get this straight. You grabbed a donut. Handed it to me, and now you want a tip.
Yeah.
Unless it was, I can't finish the joke.
Oh, no, go ahead, why is it Ivory guy? Go ahead, finish my
Mr.
joke.
Mr. Tip, let's go
funny
back
how my
to the
material sucks keeps coming back.
Well, yeah, because I saw it 1,000 effing times, man. I could do your set better than you. Legitimately.
Go start.
But the only way this would work is if you are tipping a dollar every day at like a donut shop or a coffee shop. But then again,
but even still, that would $500 extra.
Well, they say $1.26 a day. That would be the extra. But even there, that's also a place that you traditionally tipped for the last 30 years.
Yeah.
Like there are some coffee shops where you
that have always asked for
exactly.
That. Yeah.
Like even that joke that's 30 years old and sucks. I mean, that was a joke that was. People identified with it because it was happening. Man, they want tips everywhere nowadays. And what's with Ovaltine? God, you suck so hard.
That's not even my bit. That's Seinfeld.
Like, all right. Would you rather hear somebody bitch about the tip they left or watch them not tip at all and not have to hear them bitch? Who's a worse person?
I'll take the none. I just don't want to hear it. So I'll take the just shut up. Because I hate also the people that like to tell you constantly they're a big tipper. Because those people are never big tippers. And my aunt was famous for this.
You are that guy.
I know.
But
I
tip.
I'm really good at tipping.
I'm a big tipper.
Show, I'm a big tipper. You just said I hate those people that say I'm a big tipper.
But I'm not that guy. Because I actually tip.
Everybody else except me.
All right. I only brag about tipping when the conversation is tipping.
What else would you
I don't bring it up out of the blue. Where? Like, man, I went out last night. I was throwing it around. I'm not that guy.
Well, not only do you brag about your tipping, but you point out how bad everybody else is
there
in the story at tipping.
Yes.
Like, radio personalities are notorious crap tippers.
So maybe you're not a good tipper. Maybe you're just a normal tipper, but in comparison, it makes you a good tipper.
What face you making?
I'm trying to think of. I've been out with other radio folks. I've never really, like, judged them for a bad tip.
You can't even hear anymore, huh?
Everybody can see you pointing on the live stream, you idiot. Stop doing that. No, I've been out with both of them. They're good tippers.
You were at the wrong guy. It ain't that guy.
It's the other guy?
Yeah.
No, it's not that guy, the other guy.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.